I don't think the British have been serious enough about dealing with their enormous population of Muslims. Since the bombing last week, they've spent a huge amount of time saying over and over and over, good Muslims, good Muslims, good Muslims. I don't quarrel with the point that there are many, many good Muslims, perhaps even the vast majority, who do not subscribe or countenance terrorism. But as we heard on this program yesterday, Britain's Muslims are still mad about Tony Blair's cooperation in the war in Iraq and blame him for the bombings, at least in part. This will not do. British Muslims have to help find the bombers before they bomb. Only Muslims know what is going on in the mosques. Only Muslims know who is in their own communities. Only Muslims know if an otherwise normal Muslim teenager is quietly going around the bend, Columbine style. But the Brits have spent too much time, as far as I'm concerned, saying stiff upper lip, life must go on, we can't give in to fear, etc., etc. They have got to go on a campaign of convincing British Muslims to help with the problem. Evidently, British Muslims feel they can issue public condemnations and then laugh into their sleeve when a bomb goes off, muttering, well, they deserved it. I interviewed the Deputy Attorney General of the United States this morning on Tony Snow's radio show, where I'm filling in for Tony, and Deputy AG James Comey told me the United States government has excellent relations with American Muslims. They help law enforcement to a degree they don't get credit for, and it is owing to the help of American Muslims that U.S. law enforcement has been able to keep track of potential terrorists here. So thanks to our U.S. Muslim community. And remember, only today the Brits were talking about being able to deport a couple of the jihad imams from Britain sometime soon. 2 weeks ago, the U.S. government convicted a jihad imam for trying to enlist young Muslims here as jihadists against the U.S., and he is now serving life in prison. Knock on wood, something seems to be going right here. That is my word.